This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the Special Campaign 4.0, which focuses on overall cleanliness of workplaces, space management, promoting sustainable practices, and optimum disposal of pending matters. Special Campaign 4.0 achieved substantial outcomes, including 2,364 crore rupees for state exchequer simply by disposing of scrap since 2021. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jitendra Singh, Prime Minister Modi said that the success of the campaign shows how collective efforts can lead to sustainable results, promoting both cleanliness and economic prudence. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted India's growing influence on the global stage. He said that the entire world is appreciating India's story. Speaking at a private event in Mumbai, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that while the progress may seem ordinary to those in India, the world has increasingly taken notice of the country's transformation. He spoke at length about various aspects of India's infrastructure development, including the creation of 75 new airports, 16 new metro systems, broader national highways, and better quality railway services. He also noted the rise of India's youth, many of whom are now recognized for their potential inside the country and abroad. Speaking about the paradigm shift in the post-COVID-19 era, Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that there is now a greater global focus on building more reliable, resilient, and diversified supply chains. In Assam, today is the last day of campaigning for by polls in the state. A total of 34 candidates are in the fray in the 5 assembly seats that are going to by polls on 13th of this month. Several senior leaders of the NDA, Congress and BPF will try to woo the voters today in the poll-bound areas. Our correspondent reports that 8 candidates are in the fray at Dhulai, 11 at Samaguri, and 3 candidates are contesting at Sidli seat. On the other hand, 4 candidates are in the contest at Bihali, while 8 candidates will try their political luck at Bongaigaon seat. Over 10 lakh voters could exercise their voting rights in the 5 seats. The Congress and the NDA are contesting in all the 5 seats. For the NDA, BJP fielded candidates at 3 assembly seats, and Assam Gan Parishad and UPPL have put candidate in 1 seat each. In Jammu and Kashmir, a junior commissioned officer of the Army Special Forces laid down his life while 3 soldiers were critically injured in a gunfight with terrorists in a remote forest area of Kishtwar district yesterday. Based on specific intelligence input regarding the presence of terrorists, a joint operation was launched by security forces in general area of Bharat Ridge in Kishtwar following recent killing of 2 village defense guards. 3 to 4 terrorists are believed to be trapped in the area and a massive search operation is underway. More details are awaited. In West Bengal, by-elections will be held on Wednesday for 6 assembly constituencies, Shitai, Madarihat, Naihoti, Hadua, Medinipur and Taldangra. The Election Commission is taking comprehensive measures to ensure a free and fair election across these constituencies. A total of 108 companies of central forces will be deployed along with adequate numbers of state police and quick response teams to maintain law and order. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to Central Pollution Control Board, an air quality index AQI of 336 was reported in the national capital at 8 p.m. The Met Department has forecast that Delhi NCR is likely to experience smog and shallow fog in the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. An air quality index between 0 and 50 is considered good, 51 and 100 satisfactory, 101 and 200 moderate. In cricket, South Africa defeated India by 3 wickets in a thrilling encounter at St. George's Park in Gbeberha. Chasing down the target of 125, South Africa reached the target in 19 overs and finished at 128 for 7 wickets. Tristan Stubbs played a match-winning knock, remaining unbeaten on 47 runs, while Gerald Kudzia provided a crucial cameo, scoring 19 of 9 balls. For India, Varun Chakravarti claimed a 5-wicket haul. And that is the end of this news bulletin.